The debate over guns on college campuses continued today in Tallahassee. WUSF's Quincy Walters reports.
A higher education subcommittee approved a House bill which lets people with concealed weapons licenses carry guns on Florida's college and university campuses. The bill is sponsored by Republican State Representative Greg Stube of Sarasota. He says that without the measure, students and faculty are vulnerable to tragedy.
The gun-free zones didn't stop Sandy Hook. They didn't stop the shooter at Florida State. They didn't stop the shooter at Columbine. They didn't stop the shooter at Virginia Tech.
Democratic State Representative Kristen Diane Jacobs opposes the bill. She says the solution to violence shouldn't be violence.
The statistics on rape and violence and muggings and any other thing that we can talk about has not gone down because more people are carrying guns.
The bill has one more committee stop before a full vote in the House. A companion Senate bill is also moving through committees this week. Quincy Walters, WUSF 89.7 News.
Florida's Senate Democrats have opposed the measure, but some House Democrats have stepped across the aisle, and that includes State Representative Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda, who told her story to the House committee.
Not all women will choose to have guns or should have a handgun, but I was sent to college with a handgun by my father, who trained me to use one, and thank God. Because I had a rape attempted on me that I was wondering whether I was going to tell this publicly or not, and was able to get to my gun and was able to stop the rape.
Vasalinda said she never reported the attack because she knew her attacker and didn't want to disrupt her life.